Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Paul Wolf, you magnificent bastard, you suggested we talk about this morning on the radio, and it is the question of the day, massaged and posted online at WVOMFM.com, as well as our Facebook and Insta page this morning. What's it say?
Are you surprised that Sentinel Data Centers has pulled a $550 million plan to redevelop the J Mill after Democrats sought to pause all such projects in Maine? Holy smokes, wow.
You really did stay up late watching that UFC thing, didn't you?
Gosh!
get a quick nap here while I talk with State Senator. No, State Senator Joseph Barton, the Republican of Oxford. We had the privilege of talking with you as this entire thing played out in Augusta, and we wondered, and let us ask you, do you see this? Is Sentinel, are they actually pulling the plan? Are they just shelving it? Are they stepping back? What do you hear? What do you see, sir?
Well, from what I've seen and what I've heard so far, from the principals, is that they've put it on a real hard pause. They don't trust the legislature in Maine not to come back and put a moratorium on their project next year. And the investors just don't want to take a chance on over $500 million worth of investment getting tied up for years and years and years like some of the other projects have that the Democrats have overregulated and ruined. And this is just another example of that. To be clear on it, as soon as the governor vetoed the moratorium, part of the deal was LD 713, which excluded the data center that was down there or any of the new big ones from getting their tax incentives on their business equipment that was going in. It was basically to quiet down the Democrats so that they wouldn't scream too loud about the data center, that one data center being able to go in, and punish people that went along with it. They've got a new data center advisory board now that can advise the 133rd legislature when it comes in to do almost anything, including putting a moratorium on stuff. So, I mean, what set of investors and who in their right mind would ever come invest in Maine when you have a hostile situation like that? I wouldn't. I don't know really anybody else that would. It's a shame. It's a real shame.
Let's look at what it's cost us so far. The likelihood of between 800 and 1,000 construction jobs. And some people say, well, those aren't permanent jobs. Well, right now, the state of Maine, a job is a job, and it starts with a capital J. There's 125 permanent positions. And yes, there might be a TIF in play, but eventually it becomes some tax revenue for the town of Jay, which right now, they're not getting anything for that site. Are they? Or if they are, they're getting a pittance, aren't they?
Just a pittance. And I mean, let's be quite clear. It's not just the town of Jay. It's Franklin County as well. Franklin County would realize taxes out of that. So it just doesn't hurt one town. It hurts the entire county. And with everything that they've seen go on and what they've quietly let happen, to come ahead and smash into something like this, and I mean smash into something like this, is just criminal. There's already 11 data centers in Maine, and they're well aware of them. There's one in Portland, there's three in Brunswick, there's two in Millinocket, there's one in Caribou, one in Lewiston, one in Bangor, one in central northern Maine, and one in Farmington. And they're all under 20 megawatts of power, but nobody was really interested in listening to the fact that home rule should rule this, and the people that don't want it should be able to put a moratorium in their own towns. They wanted to do a blanket-wide thing. And there again, I'm kind of repeating myself, and I'll go back to it, but who wants to invest in a state where you put the money in and it just gets clamped in a bear trap and you can't do anything with it? There's 4,500 data centers in the United States. We have 45% of the world's data centers in the United States. And make no mistake, Canada is only 40 miles to the north. Quebec has an excess of power, and they could just go put this data center probably right up in Quebec over the border, and we're still going to be using it. We're still going to get the use of it over the border, coming down through fiber optics, or however they're going to do it, and we'll realize none of the benefits of the investment that that could be. It's just really a shame.
State Senator Joseph Barton, the Republican of Oxford, as we talk of Sentinel data centers, and this was the term that the site owner, JGT2, it sounds like an unorganized territory, right, the state of Maine, JGT2 Development, said the project is, this is their quote, presently paused. There may be some encouragement there. Do you think that the majority party realizes that their actions have again cost Maine development?
Yeah, well, I haven't talked directly to the developers, so I don't know if this is a short-term thing or a long-term thing, but I have talked to a couple people that are involved in it, and they seem to think that they're gone. Do I think that the Democrats care? No. I think that this was probably a dust-up in the Energy Committee between two of the players in the Energy Committee, the one that sponsored the bill, and another person that had a data center that was going to go into their town. This is just straight up and down the line politics, where one side digs in and the other side digs in, and the constituents and the people of the state of Maine come in last. So do I think that they care? No, I don't think they care one bit. If they cared, they wouldn't have put the moratorium on to start with, and they would have left the responsibility and the decisions to local people to decide whether they wanted something or not.
Majority party may not care. Will voters care in November?
I certainly hope they remember this, because, you know, they were all concerned down in Jay that the electricity bills were going to go up and the water was going to get polluted. And we came up and showed everybody where they were making their own power and they were only going to use 1% of the water for cooling that the paper mill used before. But they already had 11 of these things in. Did you or did anybody else hear about how concerned they were about what people's power bills were going to go up when they took megawatt after megawatt after megawatt out of the system and drove up everybody's power bill? That's the Democrats that did that, and they did that through their silence for the data centers they wanted. And then when one comes up that's going to help an entire county, and definitely the town of Jay, games are played. And the investors just go, no thank you, no thank you. We've got 49 other states, and we've got thousands of other places where we can put these things, and we're done. I believe they're done, and I'm not sure. I've heard there could be a couple other people interested. I hope they are. And I hope that the legislature gets a lot more business-friendly than it is right now.
I got 49 other states, and Maine ain't one. State Senator Joseph Martin. Well, here's hoping that maybe, and I'm looking for a silver lining here, and I don't know if this is it, but maybe JGT2 got a chance to showcase the site, to see what the benefits are, to see that the attraction that it is, and maybe someone else will come in. Maybe. I'm not holding my breath, are you?
My question is, why would they under the current conditions? Why would they?
Joseph, if you hear something, I'm sorry, Senator Martin, I don't know you well enough to call you Joseph just yet, so I'll stay with Senator Martin if that's okay. Senator Martin, should you hear a movement on this, would you give us a text, let us know so we can have you back on to let people know?
I certainly will, because I know people are working very hard on it, myself and other Republicans that are in Oxford and Franklin County are very concerned for the town of Jay and all the people down there.
Thank you, Senator. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully with some encouraging news. Our question of the day online at WVOMFM.com. Paul Wolf shared it with you just a moment ago. Are you surprised that Sentinel Data Centers has pulled, shelved, paused?
Halted.
What did Senator Martin say? Hard paused.
Hard
pause. Hard pause. I like the hard pause. What did the developers, what did the site owner say? Presently paused. Let's just put paused in there. Are you surprised that Sentinel Data Centers has paused a $550 million plan to redevelop the J Mill after Democrats sought to pause all such projects in Maine? 1-800-966-1039. Wondering what you're thinking. And check online to see what the question of the day is getting. This has been posted for more than a few hours now. Are you seeing anything on our Facebook,
Our
Insta page?
Certainly. This was an interesting take from Dawn. Not surprised, data centers are clean businesses that run on electricity. This location had the ability to generate its own power, so it wouldn't be as needy of the grid power. Therefore, it's not a good contributor to Maine's public policy fees.
1-800-966-1039. Text messages to us at 601-207-4478. 601-207-4478. People had some ideas about the question of the day and wanting to know if it really was going to bring up. One person wanted to know about the jobs, and we disclosed it just a moment ago. Yes, there were jobs that were coming, many construction, maybe 125. Yeah, that was an estimate, but it's 125 jobs that Jay now won't have. Caller, what are you thinking? Are you sorry, we lost you on the PDQ door telephone line. Grab your call again if you want to buzz back at 1-800-966-1039. Bob writes to us in the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com.
You've got mail.
What new business would Augusta welcome? Anything? Data center? Wood chip lumber mill? Shoe factory? Golf tee factory? The answer? Nothing. They wouldn't accept any of these. Your guest is correct. What business in their right mind would invest in Maine? Caller, glad you got through on the PDQ door telephone line. Are you surprised that Sentinel Data has pulled its plans to redevelop the J Mill after the pause on or the attempted pause on data centers in Maine? What are you thinking?
No, I'm not surprised, because what every other business is doing the same thing. We screw them over as a state, and they're like, see you later, have fun.
What did we hear from the money men? Justin and James joining us during the Newsmakers Hour in the sentiment survey that came from those responding to the Maine State Chamber of Commerce. 40%, and again, the distinction there, it's not 40% have plans to expand. 40% said they'd like to expand. 12% said they may have to reduce. 12% say they'd look to relocate if they could. Caller on the PDQ door telephone line, are you surprised Sentinel Data has pulled its $550 million plan to redevelop the J Mill site?
No, I'm not. And my only question is, did they do any environmental studies on all the solar farms and listen to any of that data before they let all of them in? Or did that just become a feel-good project for all of them?
Boy, you bring that up, and let me tell you, right now, David Trahan of the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine is probably just as hot under the collar as the heat generated by one of those solar fields. I'm trying to recall this. There is more warming done to a plot of land in Maine in proximity to a solar array than is to the entire Gulf of Maine over the past, 10 or 12 years?
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.